And while we're there, lest I forget, sometimes good things, if you don't pick them up real quick, they slip away. That apostles means those who started the apostolate. Kind of strange, isn't it? Or is it? Get the point? And that they formed a community. Ever since, all effective apostolates have been, as you would expect them to be, and this is not misusing words, apostolic, which means a group working together. Fifth cameo observation. The night before Christ died, he prayed for his church. That prayer of unity which perfectly synthesizes what he wants his church to be. A perfect community. Let me first quote the Savior, then make a brief observation. Father, may they be one in us, as you are in me and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one, with me and them, and you and me. May they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me. Unquote. Christ. You see how important it was to start with the society of the Trinity? Because the church is to be patterned by the Trinity. And in the exact degree to which the members of that church are united by the bonds of love, human indeed, but animated by the Spirit of God, will they better, we, be like as Christ wants us to be like that eternal unity, which is the Trinity. In the motto, unity through love. The sixth observation, just before his ascension, Christ wouldn't let go of this. He knew how fundamental it is to everything in our lives. Just before his ascension, Christ conferred on one of the apostles, Peter, the primacy, which he promised him earlier, to bind and to loose, to open and close, and to become the rock, Peter, on which the church is built. This was Christ's parting message before the ascension, that his church would be united by the bonds of love, indeed, interiorly, but because human beings are of flesh and blood, also by the external bonds of a single authority. That's the only problem, as by now, having lectured to too many audiences on the subject of ecumenism, I tell them there's only one problem with a disunited Christian world. It has lost its base of unity. Love in the human heart and authority in society. For Christ, we believe His church is to be one, united under one visible head. And the model for this observation is the Petrine primacy. Finally, on Pentecost Sunday, which has been accurately described as the birthday of the church, several remarkable things happened on Pentecost Sunday. There was, first of all, a miraculous sound. We usually are so preoccupied with those miraculous tongues, we forget about the sound. The sound came first. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been anybody to see the tongues. This sound drew a large multitude. I like that. A big crowd. Now, a crowd is not yet a community. Why not? Because it lacks a principle of unity. They all went in the direction of this big noise, which they discovered somehow is emanating from the cenacle at Jerusalem. First happening. Then Peter gets out. Brave Peter. But now he's got the Holy Spirit. He gives a rousing homily. The pattern, by the way, as I tell my students, of all homilies for the future. Short, to the point, and something happens after you finish. And it's not applause. Peter preached his first sermon, and he must have reveled in that big multitude. Third thing that happened. What should we do? He told them in plain Aramaic, which they understood from all parts of the world. Remember? You must be baptized. Big, massive baptism. All together. That must have been a scene. I'm sure you got help from the other apostles. But not finished yet. Read that chapter of Luke and see that right after the first sermon, which synthesizes Christianity, Luke tells us, do you know what those faithful did? They formed a community. They came together. As much as possible, they lived together. They ate together, prayed together. The nucleus of both the church and for us, our religious communities. The motto for this, I have given community of faith. What's the principle of unity? That what had begun, remember, this was just a motley crowd. Get the picture. In a matter, no doubt, of, I suppose, a couple of hours. Fancy. From a crowd, a community. Bound together by their common faith in the risen Savior. So we could go on. But the essential picture, I think, is clear enough. By the will of Christ, who is God, and as such, the eternal member of the infinite society of the Trinity, you see, he's been living in a community as God from eternity. By the will of Christ, therefore, the church he founded is and must be, otherwise it is not the church, a community, whose pattern is the triune God, whose invisible head is Christ, and whose destiny, oh, how we look forward to that, is the city on high, the heavenly community.
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.